So I just want to say thanks, and we will send it back to, oh, I got to answer the question. I do have ways of, I haven't ever used, the name just went out of my head. There's a piece that you can adjust the signal with to fine-tune it with, which John will say as soon as I give it back to him. I haven't used one of those before, but I can get close just using the Yagi and finding direction that way. So that's it for me. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, back to Net Control.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Mike. You did kind of cut out sharply there a couple of times, which was curious. Seemed like we just lost the full transmission intermittently, so not sure what happened there. I listened to it on RF and through like All-Star, and both locations dropped out, so that is curious. But the word you were looking for is attenuator, and yes, it is a really helpful thing. Definitely an attenuator really helps to kind of knock down the signal as you get closer, and sometimes, like with a Yagi, when you're within 100 feet of it, no matter where you point it, it's gonna pick up the signal, and so that's where the attenuator comes in handy. Is it kind of knocks down that signal a little bit and makes it so that it is a little bit harder to detect for your Yagi, and makes it directional again. So it's a really helpful thing, but. I'm kind of wondering about just using an HT, and I'm curious if anyone knows of any techniques, because a lot of us might not. A lot of us made a antenna with Mike at one of our in-person meetings, but a good amount of you might not have a Yagi to use for direction finding. So that's kind of why I'm bringing up this question today, is I'm hoping to shed some light and let those of you know that don't have Yagis and attenuators, kind of let you guys know that you can still participate and find the fox using just your HT. So with that, I'll take a quick break for time.